Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Jeez, I almost forgot my own show's name. Isn't this wonderful? I must have gone out into the next dimension without checking with my time schedule. My mind went and left the rest of me behind. Tonight, I have my lovely guest again. It's Stephanie Stevens. Welcome, Stephanie.
Welcome. Thank you, Phil.
we're getting started. We haven't even started. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been trying to check our website today, BBS Radio, apparently somebody hacked in and to the main server and really made a mess. And so the technicians are working on it. It was supposed to be corrected by now, but if it's not, please forgive us, and we're doing the best we can. Someone seems to be out there with a mindset of doing whatever they can to make life miserable for people. Not a nice thing, and, you know, what goes around comes around. So the warning I would give anybody who plays games like that, should they dare to be listening, you know, when you do this, you create karma for yourself, and what you do to harm other people comes back really, really, really when you're not expecting it. So be nice. It's the best place to be in your life. And so if you were trying to reach the website and get more information on Stephanie, it was okay, I think, until early this morning when I found the problem. But you do know to call in at 1-877-876-5227. And how are you doing, dear Stephanie? Go ahead.
I'm doing fine. There's no rain here, and
okay.
I've just been sending out all kinds of prayers and energy. And today I was thinking about BBS Radio, and I was thinking about how somebody had gone in. I believe this is the second thing.
Yeah, more than that.
Uh-huh. And I believe that it's just, you know, Phyllis, it's just something that thwarts what happened on the 17th.
Right.
We're trying to thwart it in the dark side, and
mm-hmm.
as you say and said, that's just fluff, and you know, it's all going to be corrected here very soon, very soon, and what is today?
The second, all day.
Pardon me?
The second.
Well, I think we've got clear sailing here. I want to say 8 o'clock. Maybe your time or 8 o'clock. Well,
yes,
that is 8 o'clock your time.
It's 8 o'clock my time right now.
I know.
5 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock mine.
I know,
okay.
But they could have it corrected right now, couldn't they?
They
okay.
could. It should have been corrected about half an hour ago, but I would imagine it's pretty much done. You're right. It's pretty much completed. At any rate, I think I'd like you to tell a little bit again about your past life, your life on this plane, at least as far as this is concerned. And I have Stephanie back because Stephanie and I had such a strong contact with each other, really, really unusually strong. And it's as though we can almost read each other's minds, if I'm not mistaken. And we're providing information to each other, which is absolutely fascinating because I have so much fun. It's really an uncluttered mind when I read for you, quite frankly. Some people, when I do reach out to help them, I find, I don't know how to explain that. I surprised myself when I said cluttered or uncluttered mind. Sometimes when I'm trying to reach for them, it feels like I'm feeling cloudiness in there.
Yeah, kind of like going through mud.
Yeah, trying to read for people, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm feeling maybe that's the chaos in their life.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that probably is, yes. Phyllis. I'm sure that's probably the chaos in their lives. One of the
okay.
reasons maybe it's easy for you to do this is because of the Om.
Okay.
Well, okay, so now what would you like me to say? Because if you're thinking, if I'm, I mean, are you wanting me to think? Think?
I want you to think. Brain work is really good.
No,
I'd like you to do it.
Phyllis, let me tell you something. This morning...
Yes.
This very, very strong reading did not come through this morning, and I know that Spirit kept it from happening.
Really?
Well, I was supposed to read somebody in Mesa, Arizona. They had, you know, and everything, and it was all taken care of, but Spirit did not allow it to happen, and instead I ended up reading someone else that was supposed to read tomorrow, and you know how that goes, but it's okay because Spirit kept it from happening, and I have a feeling that it was because of tonight.
Really?
Oh, yes, because I can hear people trying to get through here, but I can also hear like almost a busy signal. It's just not a spiritual line when I said that. Now, when you said you want me to talk about my past life, and by the way, before I do that, I do want to tell you that I don't know if you know by any chance who you were. Well, I mean, I know you know who you were in the I know you know who you were in a past life with that Gestapo thing that you told me about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, past life where for my for the listeners, my immediate past life, as far as my awareness is concerned, I was a rabbi during World War II, and I lost my wife and two children to the Gestapo through torture, and I myself just simply left the body as soon as they died. Because I wasn't going to give the information. And I met the person, by the way, who killed me, who took my life in this lifetime. Actually, it was very interesting. I met him when I was in my 20s, and the first thing I did when I met him was want to slap him across the face. And this is not me.
I
just wanted to haul off and whack him one so hard across the chops. I had never felt that kind of antipathy for another human being that I stunned myself. Actually, I have to tell you, it was at a party. He went into the room where I went to get a glass of water, and he propositioned me in a very crude manner, and I did slap him.
Oh, I understand that. No, but you know, it's interesting. Does the name Juliana or Juliana resonate with you?
Juliana or Juliana? Not really. No.
Well, yeah. When I'm thinking about that life, I'm thinking of that name. It can be another language, but
yes.
Okay, so one of the in the Mariana as well, but what
Mariana,
I want
yes, that resonates.
Okay, I'm kind of reliving this scene and this torture and all that kind of thing. So I'll get out of here at this point. They did, you know. Okay, can I just say this?
Sure.
The Jewish name for mom or mother is Bubby, isn't it?
Babushka, I thought.
Babushka, but
yeah.
They call him Bubby for short.
Yes, could be, yes.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, Phyllis, I'm looking at the spiritual eye when I say this. Now, you said you want me to talk about my last past life.
No, I just want you to let people know who you are now and what you're doing very briefly. And then we can take calls in, people who want to get a reading from you, who want to ask questions.
Okay.
Again, I have to say that what I've also decided to do, and I'm going to tell you very quickly, I'm keeping what you're sending me. Okay?
I understand.
And I am going to keep, and I don't usually do that with people.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to keep that as a file to do verification on, because I think it's important, given whom I think you are.
Okay,
that we have some kind of backup. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure how to... Okay. I am an integrative research medium.
Right.
Veritas Research Program, the University of Arizona, headed up by Dr. Gary Schwartz, which means I have passed a screening process for the mediumship program. I'm also a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation in New York City. I have been doing readings, absent readings it started with, since the early 70s, 71.
Mm-hmm.
I became a professional in 1921. That's a good one. In 20,
oh, really?
In the age of 21, in 1976. I know that at the age of five, I spirit allowed me to demonstrate what are called yogic powers, having been a yogi,
right,
past life, through the Om and the active transmitting of the Om, which is on right now as we speak.
Okay.
And immediately saw the spiritual eye afterwards, and I've had my gifts compared with a certain person who passed in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
If you fill that part in, I could not say that, but you could.
Yes. Well, as I said, my feeling is that you are an aspect of the former Edgar Cayce, that very often these great souls do come back in one aspect to develop another portion of their being,
mm-hmm,
to round out and to help the world and the earth, and that's not unusual. It's not unusual, and my feeling is that that is a very strong possibility for you, which is why I'm keeping the information I am for verification purposes in case it's needed down the road.
Okay.
Simple as that.
At the same time,
there's a Capricorn in me that's...
I understand that my mom did the same thing, kept all these files on me, and I'm like, why me?
Yes.
And but anyway, to make a long story short,
yes,
the other thing is I'm employed by Immune Recovery Wellness.
Yes.
Tucson is a spiritual healer, send the Om to a horse.
Yes.
And also to various patients of a,
mm-hmm,
doctor who has, according to the doctor, 95% who have been sent anyway by this doctor have been healed of serious cancer.
Wonderful.
Well, that's just the report back, and it's all been at long distance, so everything's done by spirit, because I don't,
yes,
have any... Files and the spirit's having me write two books right now.
Mm-hmm.
One is being edited and one is doing something else. So,
okay.
But anyway, so that's it. And do you want me to give my contact information?
Yes, please give your contact information. Right.
Contact information is step7.net, STEPH7.net. STEPH7.net. Yeah, that's it. STEPH7.net.
Okay. That'll work.
And shouldn't have any problem going there, so.
Okay. Yes.
But anyway, I just felt really strongly about this Juliana thing, and
mm-hmm. It's very, very possible.
Mariana.
It may be a name that should. I still remember the faces. I have seen them in a dream, and the name, my favorite doll when I was really young, I named Sarah.
Okay.
And that had nothing to do with anything, but I think that was either Rebecca or Sarah was my wife,
mm-hmm,
in that lifetime, and the other name was for the child.
Okay.
And,
That sounds interesting.
What?
When you say your wife, you know, and then you are.
I know, it sounds very strange, but at that and I just see her as different. I just see myself as a different person at that time.
Right.
Which,
yes,
we were, you know.
Of
and,
course.
At any rate, that's enough about me.
What is that thing that says, that's enough about me, let's talk about you, what do you think about me? That's from the movie Beaches, you know?
Yes, yes. So, what is Spirit asking you to share with us this evening? And as I said, please feel free to call in. We've been having problems. We'll understand if there's still an issue of getting a hold of y'all, of us calling in, but try, because we are here to respond to you and to give you an opportunity to work with Stephanie and see how good she is.
Well, Spirit is saying that BBS Radio is going to be picked up by another radio station in Australia and broadcast from there. And it looks like it's somewhere, because I can see the world turning here. It sounds like the world turns, but I can see that part of the equator,
mm-hmm,
that part of New Zealand and that kind of thing. And it's actually BBS Radio from there, an affiliate station from out of the country, according to what Spirit is saying here.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at Amsterdam and those kind of things.
Wow.
So Spirit is talking about BBS Radio going, Don's going to have two more assistants that are going to be added into the mix and this kind of thing. There's exactly one, two, three. I don't know what this means. I am not going to say this, but according to this, I don't quite understand, except that the shows that are not necessary, three will be removed here. Three that have been added, but three removed. So meaning that those people move on.
Yes.
And people change places, but so there's a, I don't know quite what this means, but Tri-City or Tri-Force, Triune, but Tri-Force or Tri-City. Let me see something else here.
Hmm.
Hold on. Give me a second here. According to what Spirit is showing here, that there's an added-on office from what Spirit is, seems to be focusing here on BBS Radio, maybe because of what has been going on here. From what has been going on here, I feel as if some kind of what Spirit is talking about is again a spiritual arrest being taken place right now. It seems as if the person or the people are coming from a group, which won't even mention this, but they're showing me a dog, like an alpha dog. You know how a dog is like an alpha male, alpha male.
So I got a very strong feeling that it's a man who's doing this too.
Go ahead. Virulent, whatever does virulent mean or violent?
Virulent means somebody who is almost toxic.
Right, and they're trying to shut down. They did this, I can tell you this, they did this to Jerry Pippen at one time.
Really?
Tried to hack him. Oh, yes, they cut into where the Iceman visited, basically, and they cut into his site, but I'll tell you what, it did not work. And they were back, you know, on the air in just a week or so, a few days. But anyway, what I'm looking at for what Spirit is showing is this enormous halo around BBS Radio, the protection around it.
Good.
How Spirit is a lot of things going on for Dawn with personal issues and
right.
family. Things.
Mm-hmm.
So Spirit is bringing people in to help him.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm not look, there's a David coming. David. David. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what they're talking.
Seth, I hope you're listening and have Dawn listening to this.
But there
this is a good thing, you know.
No, but there's a pool. Spirit is bringing together a pool of financial support, backers, and this kind of thing to
excellent
to help Dawn,
mm-hmm.
Who is not sleeping properly,
mm-hmm.
and so we're sending the ohm at this point. Let me go back to closing my eyes here because. Is there a Linda that works with him or around him or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's just see. At this point, I'm gonna do some. Okay, I can because I know that, and I can smell. This is interesting because I can smell pine trees outside the office there.
I guess that would be correct. I think he is. You know, in that area where there are indeed trees, pine trees. I think it's towards the mountains, like Paradise or Tahoe or Mount something other. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a separate affiliation, and it's a new, it's like BBS Radio, but it's a separate, it's not separate, it's together, but it's like a our new sponsor and the name of that sponsor.
I see. Okay.
They keep... It's interesting because the area they keep bringing in is Branson, Missouri, and I don't know why.
Branson, Missouri?
Yeah.
Bible Belt?
Bible Belt? Well,
Bible
Belt? You know what? The support, I'll tell you something, Phyllis. Support comes in strange packages.
Oh, yes.
Let's check something else here. I don't know, but they seem to be focusing not on this aunt or sister. Female in the family having a baby?
Well, he's got children. I mean, his family has. He has daughters and children.
Right,
himself. He's got a number of children, yeah. So, and some of them, I believe, are girls.
yeah. There's another child.
Okay.
So, he's grandfather several times over here.
He's not grandfather yet.
But he will be.
Oh.
He will be.
Not any time really soon that I know of, but I could
no.
be wrong. We'll find out. Yes.
Okay, there's more. Let me check something here. Phyllis, your Toby is here.
Oh, yes.
Okay, give me a second. I want to just run the hand over the body.
I can hardly hear you, honey.
Okay, I said, give me a second. I want to run my hand over Toby's body.
Yeah.
Into the body. And I'm just sending the ohm, because I don't want to have dead air time right now.
That's all right, honey. I can breathe hard.
See, when... Yes. I guess if anyone's listening, and I know Spirit is listening, but when the ohm is being sent, it's at will, and it's a high-pitched note that's transmitted out of the body.
Okay.
It's on right now. And it cuts my hearing, I can tell you that, so you know that the ears are involved. Okay.
Yes.
Toby's so loving and so sweet.
Yes, he is.
Snuffing all over me.
While you're doing that, I will explain. My little Toby has cancer in the mouth, just like
my
Penny did last year. And I notice he's been going a little bit more into decline each day.
Right.
So that's, and I'm just telling the people in the air this so that you can.
I'm hoping that he can have two more months, you know, like a respite? Or a
2 months more, before, yes. But, yeah,
and the other thing, Phyllis, is that you, when you hold him by the head,
yes,
directly at him,
yes,
and you send that energy into him,
right?
That's really keeping him. You're looking right into his eyes. That's really focusing that energy right into him.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I do. He comes from over and sometimes just leans his head against my knee, as little as he is.
Yeah,
and he just like he's pressing into me.
Right.
You know?
You're soaking up your healing energy, but it's almost like I can see. Phyllis, there's more and more people coming to your house in November, coming to there for healing.
Coming to the house in November? Or
in November.
Okay.
For healing.
Okay.
Like, healing appointments. We need to come and make a healing appointment with you.
Okay. What about
hold on, they're showing something else. Oh my Lord.
What?
I don't question any of this, but give me a second. I need to go. I'm gonna go into this because we're gonna do expanded consciousness here.
Okay, that's all right.
Can you still hear me? Because I've got my...
Yes, I can hear you.
It really cuts the hearing for me. Isn't that weird? Not really. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, there's a waiting list for the XM radio thing, Phyllis. And... There's a waiting list.
Which means...
That they would put you on a waiting list.
Okay.
Give me a second here. It is not impossible that we put you on Sirius Radio, which is, you know,
yes,
if you've ever heard of Sirius Radio.
Yes,
Howard Stern is on Sirius Radio.
Well, you know that
they have saved the best for last, but you get that, go ahead, you have the archives, you've got radio shows.
Yes.
And you have the ones with the callers on them.
Yes.
All they need is a commercial spot, and they can do this. All they need is that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you should say Sirius, because they are thinking of merging. They are now before the FCC to merge the two organizations, there's a kind of a problem with that.
That's okay.
I think it has to do with...
Before the year is out,
yes.
Spirit has said, you will have a new show. You will have a new show. This is funny because I feel like I'm standing on a balloon that's deflating, the one that you've been on, that psychic talk thing.
Yeah.
And that seems, I can feel like a deflating physically under my feet, as though that is going to deflate, meaning a transformational change. In other words, You understand this?
No, I'm not. Deflating means it's going flat. It's not going to fly anywhere. That's what it means to me.
No.
Okay.
Because what it is that spirit closes the door. Deflating does not mean what it sounds like. Yes, it sounds that way, but it doesn't mean that.
Okay.
It's simply giving the feeling. Because I feel like you can tell I'm walking around, but I can feel like I'm walking into closed doors, like blocks, with that.
Okay.
That particular thing. I can also see a person standing here with their hand up, like, stop, don't go any further.
With what?
With this other show. Whatever this psychic talk thing is, the one that you've been doing.
Well, I'm doing this right now.
No.
BBS Radio. I haven't been doing anything else lately. I have done a marketing job for another.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
It could be. I didn't mean to get mixed up there.
Okay, because...
Are you talking about the marketing thing with those...
No, both.
mm-hmm.
Both.
Phyllis, I feel... No, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Okay. The show is called Higher Dimensions.
That's what we're on right now, right?
I know that.
Okay.
What is the other one with psychic talk?
What?
Is psychic talk the same thing as higher dimensions?
No, psychic. It's called Psychic Worlds, and it's my email.
Something.
It was a TV show that I was getting started.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what Spirit's talking about.
So that's not going to go anywhere.
Not right this way. Hold on a second. Wait.
Okay. I'm holding.
You're so literal. Spirit's not literal.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a Capricorn.
Listen,
what do you want from me?
No, listen. And we're not mixed up. We're on the right track.
Okay,
these are two different things. And Spirit is talking about psychic talk, and it's talking about this thing and saying, stop, go no further. Person's holding up their hand. That's what we're doing is we're showing that this point, Spirit has another direction for you. That's why
okay.
I'm deflating. Do you understand this?
Okay, I understand. Okay.
I feel as if Spirit is bringing race fuel in, showing us like a racing feeling. In other words, what you don't have, you get it started. You do this, and you put the energy out there, and then it comes back like a thunder, like a thunder.
Okay.
Okay. So what this is what. The feeling, this is the experience I'm having with this thing because at this point I feel blocking and I get the impression and also the visual here of a deflating thing and also underneath my feet, if this makes any sense to you, about something not taking off. You understand this?
Right, okay.
Okay, that's what's happening. It's not taking off. And the reason it's not taking off is... It's when something is being pushed against or tried, you know, trying too hard.
Mm-hmm. Forcing it. Mm-hmm.
So they're saying stop and go no further. Stop.
Okay.
Because it's not what's working. It's not working here.
Okay.
I need to look at something here. Spirit is showing you writing your checks here to pay your bills. As I'm breaking in, we're in August now as we're talking on this phone. And isn't it interesting how no one is calling in?
Yeah, I'm finding that interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call.
Maybe they're not supposed to, fellas.
Well, you know...
this is just for you.
This is higher self or spirit. I want everybody to participate. I want to share this with everyone. Please.
No, they can hear you.
Yes, I know.
The universe can hear you.
I know, but I keep, you know, whatever is to be will be. All right, I'll allow it to be. If people want to listen instead of calling in, that's just fine, too. If they're trying to call in, please be persistent.
I know that by January,
yes.
That all your training, all your gifts, everything's coming to the forefront.
Wonderful.
By the 8th of January, it's a very important time. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
As we move into as we move in, listen, as we move into the half moon, what is this thing, the new moon?
Well,
when the show's like the full moon, but there's like a half thing. Okay, I've got a huge one in front of me, which means the new moon. Coming at the end of this month is the new moon, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, around that time, Phyllis, around that time, Spirit is beginning to plant fertile things for you, make it fertile, plant into this garden. They want to do, it's like Spirit wants to do this psychic talk thing, but they're renewing it in another way. They're not going to do it the way you think.
Okay.
They have a different thing here, and what I'm looking at is somewhere when you put in your resume or you send out your your thing, you're going to get a response back here indicating here somewhere around the end of this month, somewhere between this month and September. Are you resonating with this?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a response back to you. They're putting it all into place. They're putting it all into place. I'm going to say this out of truth. Truth is veritas, Latin word for truth, and that, of course, means that the roots are very strong in that house where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the house will not let go of you.
This house here, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Will not let go. In other words...
Why physically reside, you mean?
Yeah, physically.
Okay.
Yeah. You have like a, oh boy, fellas, you wouldn't believe what they're showing me. They're showing me a huge checkerboard. This is getting really weird by the minute. I feel like Alice in Wonderland here. But you're walking, you're about to take that it's checkmate. Checkmate's coming. Okay.
I'm not familiar. Checkmate is when...
When you win.
Oh, okay.
Checkmate. You know, you...
Okay.
You're... It's the game that a person plays, but life is a series of risks and like a checkerboard.
Right, right. Okay. I agree.
And I have here a producer from another show. Let me see where we are. I can hear a man talking. It sounds like a... What is it, Bill? Give me a second here. I feel... Phyllis, as if they're trying, if you, like, okay, for instance, some of the, like, maybe the cable stations and the smaller stations around there in that particular area where you are
mm-hmm.
would be interested in having you interviewed or having you on, at least from what I'm getting, it's like two responses at this point. Of course, as Spirit continues to, activate, oh my goodness. I have all these images here in front of me, these angels that are beings, things that are coming to your rescue, your guidance, your aid.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as almost a magical type, almost a magical. So coming into the second part of your life, the second part, the... best part,
mm-hmm.
second part. If you have and feel more energy than you have before, that they are trimming things, they're taking that energy and pouring that into you.
Okay.
Okay. I know we spoke about this before, but if you receive little tiny headache thingies,
headachey things?
Yeah. Little pains in the head.
Mm-hmm. What about hearing some high-pitched sounds occasionally?
That would be, are you talking about tinnitus? I don't think you are. But
not tonight, no. But sometimes I'm sitting here and all of a sudden I hear a very high-pitched whine for just a few seconds.
No, don't heal that. That's your, no.
That's what?
Remember we talked about that? That's your spirit guide?
Okay, that's right. Because I've heard that lately.
That's,
again.
Sit still at that point, and anyone else is listening, if you are listening or hearing a high-pitched sound, Phyllis, give me a second. I need to bring something up to you.
Sure.
I've got Mom here.
Yes.
And I don't know how to put this to you. It's going to sound strange, but I swear to you that this woman is standing in front of me pressing flowers into my face as if greeting you.
What kind of flowers?
My impression, I'm going to be honest with you, I did not feel roses. I felt like...
Well...
Pardon me?
Roses were her favorite flowers.
I understand that. But I can tell you that I can smell a fragrance of many flowers, multicolored.
Right.
Holy moly.
Yes.
I feel like she... Who's with her that would sing... No, this is too weird. I don't want to go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll take weird.
I can
do weird.
I've got some underwear. What did you say? I have a joke. This is funny because I told this to my coworker, and this is my own copywritten joke here, but, you know, we have a ghost in the house, and you're supposed to say, well, how do you know that?
Uh-huh.
And the person then answers back and say, well, I know it's a transvestite ghost because my wife keeps losing her underwear.
Well, I will tell you an odd thing that happened.
I can hear somebody singing Oh Danny Boy.
That was one of my mother's favorite songs.
Okay, well, I've got chills, and I can hear it, and I feel, remember when I was on the computer with you the other day?
Yes.
Coming through so strong.
Yes.
And I got to tell you something. After that happened, and just between you and I,
yes,
that visitation from the certain family,
yes,
that starts with a C.
Yes, I got it. I understand.
A major healing took place.
Great.
Okay, so they were summoning. I have to tell you, they were summoning me.
Okay.
No doubt in my mind because of something that happened physically.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, I got Oh Danny Boy. I've got the flowers pressed in my face.
And I feel like
she's crying, to wanting to apologize to you.
Okay. I can understand.
I don't know what this means. Like, I don't know something about sibling rivalry or...
No, hold on. I can tell you the joke part about the underwear, though, and it might amuse my listeners. My mother was raised very carefully, and she was very thrifty. And when she was 85 or so, I took her shopping with my teenage daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Mom, she needed new underwear. And she always bought cotton, plain cotton underwear. So I took her to Victoria's Secret, along with my daughter.
Okay.
And they had a sale. So I told them they can get what they wanted. My mother was looking at this underwear, and there were all these women around, and we were having a wonderful time.
Okay.
And she picked up this underwear and said, oh, isn't this sexy? It's silk and it's satin. It feels wonderful. I said, well, honey, if you want some, let's get some. She said, oh, I couldn't get it. It's too sexy. And I said, Mother... For heaven's sakes, you're 85 years old. How old do you think you have to be to give yourself permission to wear sexy underwear? Well, the whole store just broke up laughing. I mean, my poor mother just turned a beet red. And
aww,
my daughter took one look at me, and with that teenage angst of, I never saw this woman in my entire life. I don't know who she is, but, you know. And she only came near me to toss the lingerie there when it was time to pay, so I, you know, pay for it. But my mother was so, and do you know she got it? And for the next 2 years that she lived, she wore, satin and silk underwear, and she had a final time. So when you said underwear, yes, that was a collaboration.
I only imagined you saying that. I mean, so obviously the imagination is an active sense, and I obviously imagined correctly that you said this.
Yes.
Because I thought you said it, but then you must have not... Someone said it.
Yes.
Someone... Okay, oh, wait, there's more here.
Yes.
I need to bring up something.
Yes.
Very strongly. This is going to sound... No, it isn't. I smell right now... I feel like I'm in a bar.
Yes.
And I smell stale alcohol.
Right.
Real stale, that awful,
right,
icky,
that you have, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awful, icky smell.
Icky smell of the day after, you know, and during the day. I used to own restaurants in a bar in Georgetown.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Years ago.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I don't like that smell, Phyllis.
I don't either, but you know.
No, I'm not judging you.
Oh, I'm not being judged.
But isn't it interesting?
I started that business, and...
Okay.
Well, that's a different story.
Isn't it interesting that The Exorcist took place?
What?
The movie The Exorcist was...
Oh, yes, I know that place very well. It was near Georgetown where I went. I used to go to Georgetown University.
Right.
Yeah, that was only a couple blocks.
I told my co-writer that he had it mixed up, that multiple murders were the Amityville house, not...
That's right.
Not the
one in
Georgetown.
That's right.
But there was a lot of poltergeist activity.
And Georgetown, of course, being the old waterfront town it is, has a lot of ghosts. I mean, it was there.
I know.
So, yes.
But, you know, let me just say this.
Go ahead.
That I really, Phyllis... No doubt in my mind
right.
that your mom, see, now hold on 1 second here, because your mom may be referring to sibling rivalry regarding your daughter, and I need to go there for a second.
Listen.
Okay. We're going to go back into Tucson here for a second. Because we never know if spirit is talking about something that happened in the past, if you were with your daughter in a past life, if you were sisters with her. Let's just see something here.
Good question.
I don't know, but let me just see something here. Okay.
Your mom,
I don't know how to explain it, but your mom makes me feel like she was the favorite, so I don't know what that means, but let me...
She was the favorite. Well, I treated my mother very well.
Okay.
She was an only child, so...
Okay. All right. Give me a second here. I don't want to, do any criticism here.
That's okay.
But I feel complete and total... Absolute, complete, and total rejection from that person in Tucson.
At this time?
At this time.
Oh, yes. My daughter is that way right now.
I know. Just so shut down.
Mm-hmm.
A skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks, you know, the word nutcase comes into my head. Like,
mm-hmm.
Do you believe in all that? Stuff, you're an absolute nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a bunch of garbage.
That kind of would surprise me, but that's kind of the way my older son is.
Mm-hmm.
But
Okay. Sibling rivalry.
Oh yes, there was with my children.
Okay.
Definitely.
I feel like your mom is trying, and she's, they're trying to bring through the name Linda.
No.
Yeah,
not a family member.
Not right now.
Okay.
But I don't know why they're saying that. Let me just see something here.
Okay.
I feel like... But I feel like spirit, Dylan,
mm-hmm.
is going to have its way anyway with your daughter and force its way in, whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the mind, send the light into the mind, and break it down, and break down all those defenses.
Well, that would be great, for her sake especially, I think.
Yes, hold on one more second. Okay, I have this lawyer on the phone to your ex-husband. I don't know what this means, but I do know what this means, but it keeps showing. It's funny, I feel like I'm in two different offices with two different lawyers.
Right.
And so there has been a switch of lawyers, and this new one is like a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Gets right to the point because the other lawyer was somewhere else. In other words, there's two ones. There's two different lawyer thingies.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been changed. And so what's happening here, and they are showing Charles Schwab. Schwab.
Mm-hmm.
For either an investment thingy. Let me see something else here. Oh, Phyllis, oh, it's, you can't imagine this, but you are manifesting right now that house. And I don't just say this because I'm saying it. I'm saying it because I know that this is a reality that will, you want to have a house somewhere and then another house somewhere. And I can feel you on that jet, and I can feel you sitting in that passenger seat, and I feel you blessing others with money. I feel it. Manifest that. I know there's no mistake that you and I have met. I do the best I can to not... you know, if something spirit has something to say that's a warning, or spirit
right.
has something to say that is
should be listened to.
Well, I don't want to say negative, but if there's something that spirit has to say,
yes,
it's going to say it, whether it's perceived good or bad. But it's all that polarity consciousness anyway.
Okay.
Phyllis, there's in 2008. From what I'm looking at, and I would say somewhere around summer, my feeling, my vision, visionary here, is what spirit is showing. For the time being, you're going to be in a lot of places, but I feel like spirit is slowly, because I can hear sort of a shuffling feeling, like a shuffling sound of moving
mm-hmm.
out of that area. Moving you out of that area.
Being moved away from Washington, D.C., you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're going to face a lot of changes in your life. Oh, I mean, of course we're all going to face a lot of changes. I'm listening to how, I'm looking at how a realtor standing there with you, you're selling the house. Honest to God, I don't know how this is possible. I do, too, know how this is possible, but I really believe that... spirits, let me see something else here. It's like small increments, but that lawyer's going to get on him, okay?
My ex?
Yes.
Yep.
And seek him out and either subpoena him,
mm-hmm.
Make him pay restitution or something. And
yeah.
I will tell you that in this, I can see $250,000. I don't just, you know, I tell that to everybody. You're going to have $250,000 tomorrow.
Yes.
No, but I believe in this life. It's entirely possible. I do.
Well, good.
No, because I can feel like spirit, it's almost like higher ground, you know, like moving up higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
Higher ground. You'll be looking, Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
You've been in the Shenandoah Valley.
Yes.
And you, well, we know that. I know you have. But I know you have. But you'll probably be looking in that particular area for
again.
You will.
In the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains area?
Oh, yes.
What happened to Annapolis?
We're not... I'm just doing this. The spirit is showing this.
Okay.
Don't, but I have felt that real strong.
Okay.
I just know it's higher ground.
Okay.
Sometimes we are...
I love the mountains, by the way.
I know. I know. And, you made that clear. But I do think that this would be a safe place or a safe area.
Yes, it will be. For the changes, yes.
Yeah, safe. So, but I do, I feel like... the spirit is putting a buffer around you, and you need to kind of be prepared even for next week, because all these things, that like three particular things, things that you have sent out, things that you have talked to, people you have talked to, there's a return coming back here, even as early as next week here. So...
You're kind of fading away. I'm sorry, dear.
I said the things that you have put out.
Right.
The three particular things, the efforts that you have made, are even starting to come back next week.
Oh, wonderful.
So in other words,
fabulous.
The and I see, I don't know if you are like, if I don't know if somebody owed taxes or owed you some tax or people had tax returns in April, but they're showing like a tax thing. But it's like tax relief. What if it's a tax shelter?
Tax shelter? Don't look at me. I'm not that wealthy yet. I hope so.
But see, I believe that spirits can going to take, I've said this before, spirits going to take care of all you need. If you acquaint yourself with the universe and with harmony, all things are possible.
Oh, yes. Well, the IRS and I are just happy together. Thank you very much. I fought the IRS and won. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Maybe that's
one of the few people who has lived to say that.
Maybe that's what spirit's showing.
Yes. But that was some years ago, so it's okay. But
and maybe they're just showing the harmony of you being in balance with that.
Thank you. Well, I am very excited, and I was wishing others would call in. We did have callers last time, and I cannot understand why we're having difficulty at this stage of the game, but, you know, I know you've done a wonderful job giving information for Don and BBS Radio. You know, I'd love to have you have again soon in a not-too-distant future if you'd like to come back on.
Let's
give people the opportunity to talk to you.
Okay.
You know, and give them one more time, and then we can continue talking, but I want to give you the opportunity again to reach out to people and give them your information.
Okay. It's Stephanie Bridges Stevens. It's steph7.net, steph7.net, and that's my website. I'm also on the Veritas website, which is on my website, so people can find me on there, my bio on there and everything. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, of course, you all know that I'm Phyllis Pricer at Psychic Worlds. 4 at AOL.com, and the website is Multiple Pathways, Inc. Tell me, how did you get involved with the Veritas program at the university?
A few years ago, basically sent in the information, and in December last year, I was contacted and went through the screening process, which took 10 months. And
what happens in the screening process?
Well, you're tested. A medium is tested through a series of different things, the psychological testing.
Really?
Yes, grief and grief training and this kind of thing. Blinded email readings and blinded phone readings.
Okay.
A biographical statement. But they have shut down. In June of 2006, they shut down their availability to do any more screening due to the overwhelming demand, overwhelming requests for people to participate in this kind of thing. So,
really?
Mm-hmm.
How fascinating. So to be part of the Veritas program, you actually have to go through a rigorous screening process?
That's correct, but they're not taking any more. They're back. In other words, they shut down, and they've shut down that part of it. In other words, they're just dealing with people
that are already signed up.
I don't know at this point. I can't really speak for them, but I can tell that if you go to the Veritas website and find it on my website,
right?
Person can find out how they can get involved, if in fact they can. I don't know. I just know that at this point that they shut down. In other words, they're not taking any more people, any more prospects.
Right, right. To test them as psychics.
What was the original
purpose for this? Was this for purposes of studying psychic phenomena?
No, the purpose is to verify that person has is able to communicate with a person on the other side through a non-fraudulent or deceptive means. It takes it beyond chance.
Okay. Well, that makes good sense. I mean, that's reasonable. How did this program come about? I mean, was it funded by the university originally?
They don't take, there's no funding for, and they don't do the grant thing. I don't know exactly everything, but I do know that it's provided by private donations.
Oh, okay.
A person, I can tell you this, that a person can read the Afterlife Experiments by Dr. Gary Schwartz.
Right.
The Afterlife Codes by Susie Smith. Those things, the Afterlife Experiments, will take them into the very beginning of testing that the university started in the 90s, in the 19. Actually, I think it was 90. Actually, I think it was 2000. I'm trying to think of when that was. John Edward.
John Edward, yes.
Was part of a what they call the Dream Team.
Right.
When he and several other top mediums came out and were part of the Afterlife Experiments, and it was on an HBO, I think,
right.
Special. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm interested in hearing about things like this. It's such a, and I know the audience is too, because I think, you know, greater studies should be done, and I think it's wonderful that they are under controlled situations and verification. It's sort of like dealing with the ARE, which
mm-hmm.
is where I took my training. But I was, gifted as a child, and everybody's gifted as a child, really. It's just we forget.
Mm-hmm.
As we grow older, we tend to lose it, or people make fun of us, and
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to be perceived as different, you know, when we're kids. And
right.
So, you know, a lot of stuff like that. So it's kind of a funny situation.
Yes.
But, it's just been absolutely wonderful listening to you and how things are coming through. I just think it's fabulous. I can't wait for this new life of mine. And, you know, if it's time for me to leave this area, that's fine. I don't want to have to sell the house because I love it.
Well, I don't think that's the case right this minute.
No, okay.
As the progression of things goes, Phyllis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know.
I know.
Yeah, you know, it's. I've been here so many years. It's a part of me,
and
I love this city. I love Washington D.C.
I know.
It's the heart of the world. It's the center of the universe right now, the known current world. And God knows we need all the good karma we can, good energy we can muster to keep this lovely city moving and going.
Exactly.
Well, yes.
Your thing.
That's it. Well, thank you again so much, my dear. I hope you will consider coming on again.
I will consider it, though.
Oh, good. And I hope you actually do.
Okay.
Again, thank you all for listening in to The Higher Dimension with Stephanie Stevens, a very gifted psychic. Please send emails. If you could get through, send me an email. Let me know. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. I'm not sure who's going to be coming on. I have two different possibilities. They haven't firmed it up yet. But know that you are always blessed, and I wish you all the best, and my thoughts and love go out to all of you. God bless you and good night. And Stephanie, I'll talk to you very shortly.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.